Now some of your comments on yesterday's program. Kimberly Anderson of Shawnee, Oklahoma writes, I was excited this evening when I heard the beginning of a story covering Ron Paul. At last, I thought, someone is going to give a fair and balanced report on presidential candidates. However, I was disappointed. It seemed like yet another story attempting to point out Ron Paul's failures, that someone who has been a member of the House of Representatives for decades has somehow disappointed his constituents by supporting diplomacy over war.
And Joel Gerringer adds, let me get this straight. You finally spend more than 5 seconds talking about Ron Paul, but it is only to cover the fact that someone is running against him in his home congressional district? How is this more newsworthy than his second place finish in the Nevada and Louisiana caucuses, or his first place finishes in countless straw polls in pretty much every state in the Union?
Kula Koenig writes from Sacramento, California, about our story on the difficulties faced by the children of Liberian immigrants growing up in Philadelphia. I came to the United States from Liberia in 1992 when I was 8 years old and still remember the name callings to this day, 16 years later, he says. My family lived in Oakland, California, and I was taunted for my accent by none other than African-American students, the very group I thought would be accepting. It is unfortunate that 16 years later the story is actually worse, and now these kids have formed their own gangs as a means of protection. Mr. Koenig concludes, I found solace in books and focused on being the best student I could to prove to my tormentors that I was not subhuman because I came from Africa and had a funny accent. It was delicious to be able to deliver the commencement speech at my sixth grade graduation.
Roger Smith of New York didn't care for our analysis of the role rhetoric plays in a political campaign. We spoke with history professor Douglas Brinkley, who said he thought Hillary Clinton was jealous of Barack Obama's oratory.
Of course, words are important. Senator Clinton's point is that words are not enough, Smith writes. FDR, Lincoln, and other past presidents, Brinkley discusses, were not great presidents because of their words, but because of what they did for the country. Charisma and oratory alone do not a good president make.
And finally, not all of you were thrilled with our little quiz about presidential firsts when we asked, for example, who was the first president to be born in a hospital or to travel to the West Coast. Christy Campole of Bloomington, Indiana, pleads, please give us the news instead. There are many newsworthy items that should be higher on your agenda than this infotainment filler.
Let us know what you think about anything you hear on the program. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.